Hi guys, welcome. I'm glad you are here tonight. We are going to give a whole seminar that we typically will give even at our pre-marriage classes. This is for marrieds, this is for singles, and I know you don't like being called singles. Paige told me years ago that it makes you sound like a piece of cheese. That's right, individually wrapped. So if you're individuals, am I out of the light here? There we go. Thank you. So we're going to cover a whole bunch of stuff this weekend. We're actually very excited about this, to be able to get this on video, and you guys are part of that. And again, whether you're married or not, you're going to get something out of this. If you're not married, these are things that you need to know, because there's a good chance you will be married someday. Believe it or not, there's a really good chance most of you, if you're not married, will get married. Now, that doesn't mean everybody will, but there's a good chance you will. If you're already married, this will help bolster and encourage and strengthen your relationship, your marriage. Now, we're going to dedicate the whole weekend to this topic, and we're going to give you a bunch of short messages. Yes, short messages, if you can believe it. I'm starting my clock right now. And the importance of this message and these messages really can't be overstated. As we're thinking about it, as we're talking about it, this could be one of the most important things that you listen to or attend, especially when it comes to your marriage. Because quite honestly, people are not investing in their marriage like they ought to, especially before they get married. So especially if you're here and you're not married, or you're engaged, or thinking about getting engaged, or whatever you are and you're not married, this could be very, very helpful for you. In fact, I was at a conference this week in Minnesota teaching. I taught a number of things, but I taught at one of their youth events, taught a whole bunch, 150 youth and adults at the Minneapolis church there, our sister church. And I always tell them this when I teach this, is that there's only one thing, if you're single today, there's only one thing worse than not getting married. And you know what that is? Getting married to the wrong person. And that is absolutely true. So you need to make sure that you listen close and let God lead you when it comes to this area, and be prepared. Listen to this. This is from a book I'll recommend. It's called Saving Your Marriage Before It Starts by Dr. Les and Leslie Perot. I like this little section here. It's a few paragraphs. Let me read it to you about the lack of preparation. This was written in 2006. So I'm sure these statistics are even worse now, but here's what they write, and I like this. They say, let's be honest. The till death do us part statement of marriage, that vow rings increasingly ironic. In the 1930s, one out of seven marriages ended in divorce, one out of seven. In the 1960s, it was one out of four. Of the 2.4 million couples that will get married in the United States this year, it is predicted that at least 43% will not survive. For too many couples, marriage has gone from till death do us part till divorce do us part. Every couple marrying today is at risk. More than 200,000 new marriages each year end prior to the couple's second anniversary. 200,000. After they toss the bouquet and return the tuxedos, couples often assume they're headed for marital bliss. But a study of those who recently tied the knot revealed that 49% reported having serious marital problems soon after they were married. Half were already having doubts about whether their marriage would even last. The truth is, most engaged couples prepare more for their wedding ceremony than they do for their marriage. And that is absolutely true. The $50 billion a year wedding industry can testify to that fact. According to experts, the average 200 guests, listen to this, average 200 guest wedding today costs $22,000 on average. For a 200-guest wedding. More than 1 million copies of bridal magazines are sold each month, focusing mainly on wedding ceremonies, honeymoons, home furnishings, but not on marriage itself. Looking back, it seems silly. She's talking about herself now, that Les and I did so much to prepare for our wedding and so little to prepare for our marriage. But the truth is that less than a fifth of all marriages in America are preceded by some kind of formal marriage preparation. One wonders what would be the effect if the same amount of time and energy and money spent on the ceremony was invested into the marriage. Planning the perfect wedding too often takes the precedence over planning a successful marriage. And lack of planning is the ultimate saboteur of marriage. The wedding bell blues are common after the excitement and elaborate wedding celebrations. The emotional high of ordering engraved invitations, selecting music for the ceremony, and choosing the china pattern took my attention off the picture, a young bride told us. The ceremony was more tangible and less of a gamble than the marriage. I put my energy into the wedding and hoped for the best. For too long, the trend has been to fall in love, marry, and hope for the best. And this conference, this class that we're teaching here this weekend, is going to offer a different approach. We certainly are. And, you know, again, just too many people don't invest this way, just to hear what they should learn before they get married, to prepare themselves. And again, that's what we're going to talk about. In Minnesota, actually, the brothers there tell me that it costs $100 to get a marriage license. But if you take a marriage class like they have at their class, they have one called Fit to be Tied, it'd be similar to this, that the state of Minnesota takes off $70 off your marriage license if you simply take a premarital class, okay? I can't promise you any money for taking this class. But if, you know, here, one little perk, if you're single today, if you go through every class this weekend, when you leave, you there'll be a marriage certificate. You can just take it and fill it out with any other sister that's here, okay? It'll be, in the eyes of God, you will be married, okay? I'm just saying. It's a little perk. If you're single, you can get married at the end of this time, all right? It'll count. We'll honor that. All right. So this class, the purpose of this class and all these sessions we're going to teach is designed to help you be prepared for marriage and how to support you when you are married. And in fact, one of the rock pastors, we can't marry you unless you take this class. We will not do that. That's kind of one of our policies. Hopefully, it'll give you the tools that'll allow you to honor God in your future marriage or in the marriage you're in right now. So just a couple housekeeping things. The schedule, there's some cool stuff we're going to be teaching tonight. I'm going to talk about foundations, the necessary baseline, just the baseline for marriage, getting married. I'm going to talk about purpose. What's God's purpose, biblical purpose for marriage? We're going to look at five purposes. Then we're going to look at expectations that we bring into a marriage or any relationship. You can apply these things just to relationships as well. But we have expectations and baggage often that we bring into marriage and relationships that kind of sabotage that. Tomorrow, Josh is going to talk about roles, money, communication, conflict. Mac will talk about in-laws, parenting, and sex. A bunch of guys just woke up and said, what did he say? Did he talk about sex? Okay, I'm awake now. Love languages, steal in the afternoon, Great Commission, time management. We're going to talk about all those things. All right, that's what we're going to do. So you've been given a handout. There's a couple pages at the beginning, if you could read that. And also there's homework. I encourage you to do that, especially if you're engaged or if you're married or dating with a purpose. Whatever you're doing, do that. A lot of the homework you can do together. We also encourage personal mentors. So if you get engaged or you're heading down that road, then we encourage you to talk to one of the pastors and we'll get you connected with a personal mentor, a couple in the church that can help you and help answer questions and kind of walk you through the process, meet with you periodically, look at your homework, and that's how you make the most out of this curriculum. So just a little about me before we get going. And I think all the guys, this is me and my wife, my dear wife. 25 years in August, we'll be married. She's right here today, best part of my life. And then you start having kids. So we've had some time under our belts here. We also, I thought, since the boys are out in the audience, we just show these. Start having kids. You know, life starts happening. And you want to be prepared. I mean, life is hard enough. And relationship with people just makes it that more intense. And that's all marriage is just an intense relationship. You want to be as prepared as you possibly can. And then you bring kids into it. And although, you know, kids are a blessing, they're also a stress at times. Not these two, of course, because they're just not, right? But it can be a stress. And you want to be as prepared as absolutely possible. That's what we're going to do. So we're going to pray, and we're going to jump right into the sessions I have tonight. But let's just bow our heads. Lord, we just trust and believe tonight that you have good plans in store for us. And even for those that aren't married yet, God, I pray in particular for them that they would pay attention. They would glean as much as they can, because this is information that anyone that's a Christian and is married would be blessed to understand and have ready at their disposal when that time comes, when you bless and you bring someone into their lives. And you can do that. We trust that. So we just commit this night to you, this whole weekend. Pray that you would bless it and teach us what you want us to learn. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.